You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
We begin with 2 Corinthians. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Welcome to our show. Happy New Year, dear listeners.
Happy New Year.
Our show is with Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joys, and we are Mary Angela
and Nick.
And so thank you, as always, for being with us. Thanks for your support, especially the new listeners and the listeners of All Saints Parish. The topic this evening is choosing a joyous attitude, how to change and to re-energize in 2021. So we're moving away from the old and into the new.
The new.
And if you are listening to the opening song, it's that popular song called Closing Time.
Yeah, one of our favorites. And a very powerful part of the song is Closing Time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
So we thought it was appropriate song to begin with because, you know, we're ending 2020, a somewhat difficult year, but we're hopeful for a new beginning, a new start.
So we include our intentions usually at the beginning of the show. And first and foremost, we want to take all of your intentions. We also pray for the frontline workers, the doctors, the nurses, the all medical staff, porters, cleaning staff, those that keep the economy going, we thank you guys so much. We pray for all families having lost loved ones, especially the Cemferani, the Deo, and the Saletti family. We also pray for those suffering mentally, spiritually, and physically. We also pray for seniors. We pray for those who we forget to pray. We pray for those that need special assistance. And we pray for the marginalized, and we pray especially for baby Peyton.
And let's also pray for those who have, you know, been diagnosed with COVID.
Yeah.
And
they may heal from it.
They may heal from it, yes.
So our mission and goal is to spread the message of the gospel of good news, especially with joy. It will be an hour to empower, to encourage, with many reflections of joy, with, of course, Jesus at the center. So you might want to get a pen and a piece of paper, because we will be sharing with you a lot of beautiful words.
And so how are we going to do it? Like Nick said, we're going to be sharing with you lots of words, words especially of joy, all about things being fresh and new to begin this new year, 2021. It's going to be about keeping a healthy body, mind, and spirit this coming year. And so what is joy? Well, it's an emotion of great delight. And joy is more than happiness, just as happiness is more than pleasure. Pleasure is in the body. Happiness is in the mind, and it's related to feelings. But joy is deeper. It's deep in the heart, in the spirit, in the center of the self. And what is an attitude? It's a feeling, a position. It's especially of the mind, and it's a perspective. So when you put joy and attitude together, what do you get? Well, it's a feeling with the presence of the Holy Spirit and God within us.
So joy is an attitude of the heart and spirit present inside of us as an untapped reservoir of potential. It's possible to feel joy in difficult times. Joy doesn't need a smile in order to exist, although it does feel better with a smile. Joy can share its space with other emotions, sadness, shame, or joy.
Or anger.
Or anger. Yeah. Sorry about that. I'd like to, get an acronym for joy, J-O-Y. It's simply put, Jesus being optimistic and staying young. So if you remember that, Jesus, optimistic and young, well, basically, that's it. Our show is done. We could just stop. But we have so much more to share.
Amen to that. And so, here's to a brand new year. And we begin the new year with the month of January. And did you know that January comes from the word the Janus, which is a Roman god? And this god has two faces. One face is looking back and the other face is looking forward. So what it is then is really a celebration of endings and new beginnings. So bye-bye 2020 and hello 2021, filled with hope. And so on our Catholic calendar, we have a feast day. And the first day, January 1st, is actually the feast of the Solemnity of the Mary, Mother of God. And it's such a wonderful way to start the new year. So on this day, we remember the role that the Blessed Virgin played in the plan of our salvation. Christ's birth was made possible by Mary's fiat. Be it done unto me, according to thy word.
Yeah, she said yes to the angel Gabriel, who was, sending the message from God.
Yeah, and without her, yes, there would never be a Jesus, right?
Yeah.
To help and save us.
So on January 3rd, we celebrated recently Epiphany. We remember the visit of the three kings.
And this is the passage. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child Jesus was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the stable, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. And so when we encounter Jesus, he changes our lives and we take a different and positive path, just like the three wise men who departed on another way. Our lives then are forever changed.
Yeah, they chose. Here's another acronym for joy. It would be Jesus, obedience, and yes. And we also celebrate on January 25th, I'm not mistaken, is the conversion of St. Paul. So there's a lot of changes going on in the month of January, right? So we need to stay open. We need to stay young, joyous, and ready for positive changes, right? Because it's a new beginning.
And so now with COVID, with this past year that we've been dealing with COVID and this pandemic, we've all become tired and worn out, fatigued, dazed and confused, quite overwhelmed too. And actually, we begin perhaps every morning.
Yeah, just getting out of bed.
That way, like difficult getting out of bed.
First thing, right?
So yeah, that's the way we get out up. But and many of us are asking or wanting us ourselves to get back to normal. But do we really want to get back to normal? Really, we should be like the wise men, taking a different path. Because our lives have changed, right? Has this period of the pandemic really taught us what's important to us, right? It's like we've spent a lot of time in lockdown and alone and being, you know, a bit in silence, right? So it was an opportune time to really get to know ourselves, our families, to ask ourselves what is important to us and to even get closer to God. So what is our relationship with God?
Yeah, so we turned the lockdown into look up to Jesus.
That's great, yes. So let's now move forward from that and look ahead. It's a new day, a new month, a new year ahead of us. We will have a new attitude, a new goal, new vision, new beginning.
Newsflash, we just got another new word. We will be renewed.
Wow.
It's a renewal.
Yeah, so we'll be new and improved, hopefully.
So it starts with a decision, then to act and to choose to be joyous. So here's a small joke. There's three types of people. There are, number one, those who look at what happened. Number two, those who make things happen. And number three, those who wonder what happened. So what stops us from changing?
Yeah, but it becomes difficult, right, often to change. Yeah. But what stops us?
How can we change the world? I once asked Father Paul from our parish. I said, Father Paul, how can we change, for example, the wars going on in the Middle East or people fighting or the hatred? And, you know, what can we do? And he simply put this, of course, you have to pray. But the other thing he said was, before we can fix anything, we need to know what is the root cause? What is stopping us from being whatever, joyful, happy, hopeful, or moving on in our life? And we're going to share with you just a few things that stop us. So number one, the big one is facing the unknown. You know, we have a lot of fear.
Yeah, a lot of fear.
The need for instant gratification. We need things now, right?
Especially
immediately.
In this society, everything is at our fingertips.
Mm-hmm. There's also misinformation. Sometimes there's just too much social media, too many YouTube clips and too much TV channels.
False
news and things going on. So just be careful.
Or fake news. That's what it is.
Yeah. What's out there.
Yeah. What also stops us from changing is the pressure to conform. It's also overthinking and also paralysis through analysis. So continually, you know, overthinking your thoughts. Perhaps it's also has to do with your limited finances. That's what stops us. You're questioning your abilities, being indecisive.
Sometimes we're not living up to expectations, right? Sometimes it's our own pride or status, right? So those are some of the things that stop us. But Jesus said, you know, whoever drinks of the water I give them will never be thirsty. So indeed, the water that Jesus gives will be a spring of refreshing beauty and joy. You'll never be thirsty. You will be empowered when you go to Jesus. So if you feel something stopping you, always turn to Jesus. So now we go to reasons why change is important. What will it do?
For why it's important is because internal change will help you focus. External change will help shape you. And change will ensure that life stays exciting.
There's a story of a young person who didn't know what they were, you know, wanted to change the world and stuff. So they asked a wise old person, says, "What is the purpose of my life?" And the wise old person said, "The purpose of your life is a life of purpose. So keep it exciting." Change also leads to opportunity and experience. Reminds me of the story when a hockey manager, Mike Keenan, traded one of the best players on his team. They asked him, "Why did you trade him? He was our best player." He simply put, "I didn't trade him. I gave him the opportunity to embrace change." So, you know, though it may not be easy, but we need to embrace it because it's real. Change ensures that a bad situation ends, right? And we just heard that song, Closing Time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. And when it goes, you know, there's a part that we change the lyrics and say, "Who do you want to take home?" And we say, "We want to take Jesus home with us."
Mm-hmm. Other reasons why change is important is that change helps you to move on and move forward and to grow, right? Change means progress. And change will happen anyways. So we can plan and plan and plan as much as we can. But life happens. And, as we always pray, not my will be done, but your will be done, right? God's will always.
Moving on to why we need joy. Well, we need joy so we can travel light. It keeps us young and alive. We get less wrinkles. Did you ever see the Virgin Mary with a wrinkle?
I haven't.
It strengthens our immune system, and it's a natural high. So we're going to share with you what joy does when we choose it in our lives.
Well, joy celebrates. Joy endures. Joy reads. And so perhaps we should include reading the Bible. Joy sings, and by singing, it's stirring up a release of joy of the Lord in our hearts. Joy gives, and a generous spirit is a joyous spirit. Joy meditates, and our joy is renewed by meditating on God. Joy asks, "Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." Joy surrenders. Let the Holy Spirit guide you.
Joy serves. Jesus came into the world not as a king, but as a servant. Joy hopes. It is a breath of fresh air. Joy comforts. So we need to lift high the cross and be like Jesus. Joy enjoys. So let us be grateful for the many graces God has put into our lives. Joy makes us smile. Joy multiplies. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Joy is simple. As St. Teresa of Lisieux said, make the ordinary extraordinary.
Extraordinary, yes. Joy laughs. It brings lots of cheer. Joy heals and comforts. Joy brings us closer to Jesus. And joy lives for today.
So we move on. There's the examination of conscience prayer. So what we're going to do. So as we transition into the new year, we tried the St. Ignatius examination of prayer. We look back into our previous year.
Yeah, usually we do this transition, the examination prayer, just on a daily basis.
Yes.
But we're trying to look at it in terms of the past year.
Yeah. So basically, we can do this, daily, as Marianne just said, daily, or in the last year, simply put, what happened, what did I do, and what will I be doing? But we're going to break it down further.
And so step one is just to become aware of God's presence. So one way of doing this is just simply to ask the Holy Spirit to help you review the year that passed with a holy perspective, with wisdom, grace, and faith. Step two is renew the year with gratitude. And as you review the year, pay attention to the good gifts from the year ending. Even in this past year with the pandemic, there's still a lot to be grateful for. Step three is to pay attention to your emotions. Think over the year again. Notice your emotional reactions. What memories speak most loudly to you? Step four, choose one feature of the year and pray from it. While you're lingering with your memories and emotions, settle on just one thing, one feature.
Step five, look toward the new year. Imagine what challenges and blessings might await you in the coming year. So we can make a simple list. So what I asked someone, you know, some people, you know, they really don't like the resolutions and stuff. But I think resolutions are great. Mm-hmm. An examination of conscience is great. So someone said to me, what is your New Year's resolution? And I simply put, my resolution is to become new.
Amen to that.
So we need to simplify. So we suggest you get a goal and one action.
Right.
Very simple. Is it your health? And then you pick an action. Is it peace of mind? You pick an action and then you grow from it.
And then we should always end our prayer thanking God for love and life and for all the holy possibilities.
So now, favorite part of the show.
One of our parts that we always include are our power words. And these are joy powerful power words. So let's start with rejoice, celebrate, wonder, glorious.
Then we have restore, alive, invigorated, re-energized and revitalized.
There's refreshed and renewed, converted, inspired.
Enthused, transformed, and like the Magi, what the Epiphany means is a manifestation. So we all change. So a quick story on how do we come filled with the Holy Spirit and joy is a young monk asked an old monk how he can become more joyous and filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. He goes, I've studied all the books. I've dedicated this. I've done so much. And the older monk just turned around and he opened his hands and his fingers were aflame. And he goes, now become like fire and change the world.
So that's what we should be doing this new year, right? Become like fire.
Yeah, yeah. Our hands and fingertips of fire to be filled with the Spirit. So you might, as mentioned before, you might want to get a pen and jot these notes down. We have a few steps on
creating a new attitude for the new year.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we need to formulate a plan. So the first step is we start with a yes.
And this is focused on the spiritual part of you. Yeah.
So we start with a yes. We breathe deeply. We let the Holy Spirit in. So then we surrender, letting go of old ways. We let go and let God. So we need to be clear. How do we get clarity? Well, we pray for it. We write down, and this is one of a very strong power word for 2021, is we look at our options. We have so many options out there, right? We need to be open-minded. And eventually we have to decide what is the one necessary thing, right?
Not two.
No.
No.
We can fix one because after we fix one, that'll fix many afterwards.
That's true. Just like you were saying to at the beginning with what Father Paul was telling you, right?
What is the root?
What is the root? The one thing.
And you go from it.
Exactly. Step two is the physical part, and that's taking action. So let's be proactive and take charge. Be courageous, because often, you know, change and creating this new attitude, it can be scary. So it takes some courage. You have to be brave. You have to also save your sacred energy.
Yeah, beware of all the energy vampires out there.
There's a lot of them out there that can suck the life out of you.
Yeah, are we the ones that suck the life out of the room, or are we the ones that bring in the oxygen, right? So be the ones that bring in the joy, the hope, you know, into the room when you enter it.
And also takes a lot of disciplines, staying on track and being responsible. It's a lot of hard work. Step three is the mental part of it. So it's an approach, a conceptual approach. So be focused on, again, the one necessary thing with Jesus at the center. Be willing to change and keep the desire to become better, always for the greater glory of God. Review, right, always your focus and goals daily, weekly. And include being humble all the time, right? And to simplify.
So right now, we did share a lot with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to share with you a Bible passage to kind of just slow it down. And share with you from the book of Revelations, St. John said, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has just passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a beautiful bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.'" So the truth is this: God's ultimate goal of renewal is to become perfectly united with his people as they were in the Garden of Eden. We need to say yes to Jesus. So we will share with you some more things that enable more joy into our lives.
One is to stop comparing. A little comparison may be helpful for us to decide what we want more and less of in life, but beyond that, it's a thief of joy. So let's stop comparing ourselves, right?
We also need to be careful of, you know, expectations and entitlements, because, you know, they can rob us of our joy.
Another thing is mindful awareness. So our ability to be mindfully present, staying in the moment. So not thinking too much about the past, right? Or too much into the future, but staying present. That's what brings joy and experiencing joy. Focusing on our emotions of now.
And we need to proclaim the message of the good news, right? We need to change the way we talk about ourselves, right? We need to, you know,
be more positive.
Yeah, more positive. You know, like something that I heard a teacher say is, put your goals on your bedside, put it on your fridge, put it wherever in your washroom. Just put the one or two, maybe 10.
It's a constant reminder to you, right?
Yeah. And this is self-talk or self-reminder, right? Mm-hmm. I remember Father Claudio said to us, write the word masterpiece.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Stick it in your bathroom mirror. And it's just to say God created you as a masterpiece. And we know God doesn't make any mistakes.
Absolutely. You should also allow for more creativity and self-expression, because when you're more creative, you are more joyful. That comes from, you know, playing, you know, having fun. That's what causes joy, right? Be like children. Watch them. spending time in nature can also bring more joy in our life. And we know that Jesus always retreated into the nature to pray.
Yeah,
so we have a lot to learn from him.
He went to the mountains. He was in the waters of Galilee. He went to the desert. So many places.
Another thing is sharing. So sharing of oneself, our time and talents, are by volunteering. Now maybe it's just a phone call or, you know, just to see how someone is, if they need anything during this pandemic.
The human touch is powerful.
Mm-hmm. So that can bring joy too, knowing that you can help someone. And also gratitude, right? The feeling of gratitude is a great enabler of joy. So create a list of all things that you're grateful for.
So as Marianne just said recently, you know, we need to hang around young children because they make us feel so young and joyous. But it's also good to hang around seniors, you know, like our grandparents, our elderly uncles, our parents, because they have so much joy to
and wisdom.
Share. You know, like they're not going to be jumping up and down and being, you know.
But they have a lot of wisdom and stories that we could learn from them, right?
Yeah, right. So they do it in a different way, you know. So there's other ways we can be joyous, and we go for an exercise, right? Mm-hmm. We go for what we've been doing since the past year is going for walks, nature walks, right? Matter of fact, we just did a walk. We did the rosary before we did this taping. And
so we combine two things, both the exercise and the praying that helps us become
And you feel
more
good,
joyful.
You stretch, you limber up, and you know, that's all a part of taking care of the body.
There's also surrendering ourselves to God, right? And it's God that can change you only if you let him, right? So our attitude could only change with letting God in.
Yeah, that's so important, right? And another important thing, how to be joyous, is our nutrition. You know, the foods we eat, when we eat it, are we drinking enough water? Diet can influence our mental health also. So include, you know, your vitamins, omega-3s, you know, these. And you know, when I say nutrition, it's the things we eat. We put into our body, but also putting in the words into our body, which will increase our serotonin.
That's a boost of joy.
Yeah, a boost of joy. So nutrition is very important. So along with nutrition, we need to continue to stay healthy and full of energy. Let's add these affirming actions to our 2021 joyous renewal person that we will be.
Yes, indeed.
So we need to proclaim, Alleluia, joy to the world. And I love this statement, we will endure.
Yeah, we need to also practice. How about practicing breaths? And when we breathe, let's breathe in Jesus and exhale mercy. How about practicing compassion? That's so important these days. Because sometimes, you know, things get us upset. And practicing, you know, cracking some jokes and adding some more laughter and humor to your life. How about becoming? Let's become better, more patient, and also more joyous.
How about thinking in a certain way? We have to think, oh, I have to do this, but we have to think, oh, we get to do this. We need to think positive, dynamic, generous. How about including these wonderful words? Thinking about options, solutions, triumphant, and victorious.
Yeah, that's great. And so now we're going to just take a short musical break.
And we will be back soon. Thank you.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Sing joy to the world.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
So welcome back, dear listeners. We will share now with you sanctification for a joyous and holy attitude. So the first one is we look to Jesus. We attend Mass, we receive communion, even do the rosary. Include that in your daily routine.
Now we can't really attend Mass, but we could always watch it
virtually on TV.
We can also take the Virgin Mary as our model. And besides the Virgin Mary, are the saints. We can take the saints as our model and be a saint, right? Because that's what we're all called to do, is be a saint.
Yeah, speaking of saints, we're so blessed that our parish is not one or two. It's all saints, right? So that's something to think about. Sanctify your family and your work, and help restore the Christian civilization. This one's very important. We pray for our priests and seminarians.
Those that are in formation, right, to become priests.
We're grateful for Father Andre for being our shepherd and guiding our parish through this difficult time.
And allowing us to be able to receive communion, right, at this time.
Yeah, that's so important, mm-hmm. right? And we turn to Christ rather than ourselves.
And so let's focus on out with the old and in with the new. So we have a couple of quotes to share with you with the focuses on joy. And from Mother Teresa is that joy is very infectious, and therefore be always full of joy. Yeah, Saint Mother Teresa, that is.
To the one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To the one without faith, no explanation is possible. So,
with strong faith comes joy, right?
Yeah.
Then from Saint Augustine of Hippo, our hearts are made for you, O Lord, and they are restless until they rest in you. That's a really famous quote, isn't it?
Yeah, we look and, for joy, you know, everywhere, but eventually it's having Jesus at the center and just turning to him.
Mm-hmm. And another one is from Saint Pio. That is to pray, hope, and don't worry. Because with, you know, worry, just without, you know, worry causes us not to have joy, right? So let's not worry.
Yeah, and to have a fresh new attitude, it's like, picture this, when you know, now we can't travel, we can't fly, we can't go anywhere. You know, here's an idea. The next time you're going to travel, don't go with the heavy old baggage. Go with a fresh, light, new carry-on, right? Travel light.
Light, yes.
Right? Let go
of
the
And I just thought of something, that famous song, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yeah. You don't right? need much, right? And throughout the whole show, we're stressing the one necessary thing, mm-hmm. right? Is it being lighter? Is it being positive? Is it right. being healthy, right? Mm-hmm. So these are, you know, the options we mm-hmm. we put forward, you know, to give you guys some ideas in regards to joy.
And here we want to share with you some powerful passages from the Bible that focus on change and renewing ourselves in our lives. And this one comes from Romans chapter 12. It says, "Beautiful God, I pray that you help me change the things in my life that keep me attached to the world. I pray for change in my life because I do not want to be conformed to this world. Instead, I need to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that by testing, I may discern what is the will of you, what is good and acceptable and perfect. I pray for a change renewal of my mind so that I may see a manifestation of change in the atmosphere around me. Amen.
So there's many beautiful passages in the New Testament, but there's also beautiful ones in the Old from the book of Deuteronomy. It says, O Lord, thank you for going before me and for being with me through the changes in my life. I know that you will never leave or forsake me. Therefore, I will be fearless when life begins to take an unexpected turn or uncertain path. So thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the rock that I can lean on. That is the reflection.
Yeah, it's the prayerful reflection. These are all prayerful reflections. So focusing on 2 Peter, this is our reflection prayer. Dear Father, I rejoice in the change that is taking place in my life. I know that it is only by your grace and mercy towards me, because you are not slow to fulfill your promise to me, as some count slowness, but you have been patient towards me, not wishing that I should perish, but that I should reach repentance. I thank you for the spiritual change that is working within me. Lord, thank you for the spiritual growth.
And from the book of Psalms, Eternal Father, I thank you because your word is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path. I have declared change in my life, and a season of transition has finally come upon me. But I rejoice knowing that I have the best guide, you, Lord. You know before I was formed in the womb, therefore you know what is best for me. I pray that you continue to reveal to me through your word where I should go. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Yeah, so... In this time when we're at home, we can't do much. We suggest, you know, it's good to watch funny stuff and humor stuff, but we have a lot of time at home. So let's make an effort to read Holy Scripture. Let's read the Bible, even if it's one or two pages a day, mm-hmm. right? Or read that holy book, you know, the biography of the saints, right? There's so much wisdom and knowledge that, you know, these, the saints, you know, they lived the life, they gave up their whole life for Jesus, right?
Or so. Even pick up a book written by a saint. You know, there's lots of really good books out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like Confessions by St. Augustine, mm-hmm. The 12 Laws by St. Benedict. Beautiful book, you know, St. John of the Cross.
The cross, yes, right? That's, you know, a good one. The Dark Soul.
The Dark Soul of the Night. Similar.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
Because in the darkness we are formed, right?
Yes.
They're very powerful.
And we have to go through those periods in our lives, right? We're coming out of, or perhaps we're even still in, because of this pandemic, dark period of, you know, really tough of consolation, right? I mean, not consolation, desolation. And we have to be, come out of it through consolation,
yeah.
right?
And that's
as the Saint
teaching.
Ignatian,
yeah.
Saint Ignatius tells us, yeah.
Just that, you know, be patient and know, you know, we will get through this, right? We will, you know, when we have a strong faith, we have a strong family. These are the core things that'll help us get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we can't always be joyful, be jumping around. I love the charismatic movement where, you know, you see, you know, the joy of the Holy Spirit and people lifting up their arms.
And sometimes that's what you need to do, move yourself physically, right? In order to get out of that, you know, rut, you know, and it brings, you
yeah,
know, even just
out.
A smile,
yeah.
you know, it helps you to become
yeah.
joyful.
Yeah, yeah. Part of being joyful, as Miranda said, we have to get up, mm-hmm. right? And if you can't get up, move, stretch. Mm-hmm.
Dance. Sing.
Look up, you know, move
Tell
around.
A joke.
Tell a joke. Go into another room. breathe deep, mm-hmm. right? These are all the physical things that, you know, we can do mm-hmm. to start on a joyous 2021.
And here are some prayers for endings and new beginnings.
Like we started with the show, we look back, but we also look forward because the rearview mirror on your car is 10% size as the windshield. The windshield is 90%. So we look forward more than we look backward.
That's right. So Heavenly Father, I am about to embark on a new chapter of my life and face the end to another. I ask that you lead and direct me as I go through new challenges during my transition. Father, stay close to me so that I do not stray from you. You are my good shepherd and I am your sheep. I need you to guide me and help me to keep my eyes fixed on you. Grant me what I need to be successful on this new journey and calm my anxious mind through all the change. Thank you, Father. Amen. Here's another prayer, and it's based on Psalm 57. Faithful God, I thank you because you are the God of new beginnings and endings. Father, there are many people today who are suffering from an ending they are experiencing, such as an ending of a loved one's life or a loss of a job. God, please help them to recognize in these very painful moments that they are embarking on a new chapter of their lives. Help them to prepare their hearts for the things you bring them out of and the new things you have in store for them. Amen.
Amen. So, dear friends in Jesus, before we close, we just want to recap what we spoke about. And the whole time we spent with you was wonderful.
It was, and it went by so fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it just flew right by. You know, when there's so much joy, the time flies, right? But to recap the show, attitude is a choice. It's a state of mind.
Yeah, it's a decision you make.
Yeah, it starts with a yes.
Just like Mary.
This is a new year, right? We want to be new
and improved.
We shared with you many things on how, what stops us and what is the importance of change.
We also spoke a little bit about starting the new year with the examination prayer for this coming year. And we shared with you lots of prayers of new beginnings and endings.
Yeah. And, you know, as we mentioned, we said so many words, prayers, thoughts, reflections. But in a nutshell, if you could just simplify it and use the word joy, Jesus, optimistic, and keeps us young for why. So we start, as mentioned before, with what is necessary and what is the necessary action. Right? And then we go from there. You build on it, right?
And so hopefully we had put some thoughts into your mind about how we can get out of this 2020 into a brand new year of new hope, new outlook, a new you.
filled
with joy.
Yeah. So we want to thank all the people behind helping create this, especially the technician, Alex.
Alex,
Please consider supporting Radio Maria. Most importantly, we thank you, the listener. We thank all our friends and parishioners, especially Father Andre at All Saints. And most importantly, we thank you, Jesus, Mother Mary, and St. Joseph, because this year is the year of St. Joseph.
That's right.
Why don't we recap it and say we thank the
Holy Family, because it's also a year to focus on the Holy Family, too. And so we end with this prayer. God, thank you for a new year. May everyone in our family be willing to begin a new year with a clean slate. We know that you are always ready to forgive us. Help us to be willing to forgive ourselves and to forgive one another. As we begin a new year, remind us of our truest values and our deepest desires. Help us to live in the goodness that comes from doing what you want us to do. Help us to put aside anxiety about the future and the past so that we might live in peace with you now, one day at a time, and help us enter the new year joyfully. Amen.
Amen.
So thanks for listening.
Take care.
We are Mary Angela and Nick,
parishioners of All Saints.
God bless and see you next month.
Take care.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.